So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. I hope you're well today. So in this video, let's talk about not losing track of the bigger picture. So I've had a number of conversations from people who are in debt. Their income is lower than their outgoings, which means we're either using savings or even worse, we're using credit card debt or loans in order to survive. We know that that's not sustainable. The sooner that they kind of realise that, the better it's going to be. But what bothers me even more is that some people say these words. They say, well, there's no point in budgeting because I'm spending so much money anyway and not earning enough, it doesn't make any difference. And it kind of just doesn't resonate properly with me. And that's actually a mental health issue rather than a logic issue, okay? And so what I mean by that is, if you're spending £2,000 and your outgoings and your income rather is 1,500 quid, well, you need to find £500 from somewhere. Or you need to increase your income by 500, or you need to reduce your outgoings by 500. That's it, that's bottom line. Now, it might be easier initially to reduce your outgoings, but let's say you can only reduce them to £1,800. Well, I would rather you know that you've got a £300 shortfall than you just go, do you know what, there's just no point, I'm not earning enough, there's more money going out than there is going in, I'm not even going to look at it, I'm not even going to do a spreadsheet, what's the point? Because the point is that you don't know how big the problem is. We want you to quantify the size of the problem. Like, if it's 500 quid, maybe you can save 250 quid. And then you've only got 250 quid to find. Well, now you've quantified that problem, how hard is it to find 250 quid a month? Is there 25 people that can pay you £10 an hour? Because now you've just solved that problem. And then I hear this next magic statement, which is something like, £10 an hour, 25 people, I'm not working for 25 people at £10 an hour, what do you think I am? Now, I've had that conversation with a school teacher, for goodness sake. They refused to go out and earn some extra cash. How dare you? I'm a degree-educated school teacher. Yeah, but it's not working, is it? You're spending more money than you got coming in. So you've got to go do something. What are you going to do? Let pride not let you go out and earn some extra cash? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to go bust? How's bankruptcy going to hurt your pride more than anything else? So it just doesn't make sense to me. So step one then is you've got to know, what are the numbers? You've got to get a quantity. You've got to get it quantified. That's what I was looking for. You've got to understand how much of a problem are you actually in. Then when you know what those numbers are, then you can actually work with those numbers, knowing, okay, I'm £500 a month down. Is that 50 people at £10? Is that 25 people at £20 an hour? Is that 10 people at £50 an hour? Is that tutoring? Is that creating a product that's £50 and I have to sell 10 copies a month? In which case, you know, you create the product, then you create the marketing, then you start selling it, and then you upsell. And you've got to claw your way out of this problem step by step by step. Most people don't want to do that. Heck, they don't even want to know the size of a problem. They don't want to work out how much money you're in debt. And they might go, well, Dan, there's just no point. I'm 25 grand in debt. I pay more money out than I've got coming in. I'm 500 down every single month. There's absolutely no way on earth I can do it. And you're absolutely right whilst you've got that attitude. But life is not a straight line. We have ups and we have downs. Go and sort out the minus 500 quid first. That's step one. And when you get beyond that, get to the stage where you're £500 plus. I remember a time when we were, of bad debt. We had £15,000 debt. We had cars. We had credit cards. We had 15 grand in debt. And the following year, we had £35,000 in the account. I remember that. And I'm like, that's amazing. You know, when you reach that point after being in debt for so long, and then you get beyond it, and honestly, it just accelerates and accelerates and accelerates. It's not just a tipping point, it's a tipping avalanche is how it works with debt. The more debt you have, the more debt you get. The zero debt you have, the more in savings you have, the more quicker you make more savings. That's just how it works. It's not just a tipping point, it's a tipping avalanche. But most people refuse to take these tiny little steps. You know, if you do something and it makes you £10 a month, the following month is £20, and the following month is £30, and the following month is £40, and so on and so on and so on. If that's what you happen to be doing, then I think that's wonderful. You're paying down debt. And you're not only paying down debt, you're paying 20% less if it's credit card debt, between 10 and 15% if it's loan debt. You're paying down less on that debt. Why would you not do that? Why would you not want to do it? People go, oh, it's only a tenner. It's only £20. It's only 50 quid. What's the point? It doesn't even touch the sides. Of course it does. Everything you do makes a difference. Cut out avocado toast. How's that going to make me a millionaire? Because it's stepping stones, constant, never-ending stepping stones. Continuous, never-ending improvement. Can I? Continuous and never-ending improvement. This is where it's at, folks. But don't lose sight of a big picture just because you make these little steps forward and it doesn't feel like you're moving anywhere. When you first start out, you know, if you make 10% on £100, you made a tenner. Whoopee-doo. What's the point? You make a 10% of £1 million, you made £100,000. It feels so tiny and insignificant at the start of that journey. But you've got to do the start of the journey before you can do the end of the journey. That's why it's a journey. You have to start off, you know, journey of 1,000 steps starts with a single step. That's how you got to do it. And you don't get the results until you're towards the end. So the earlier you start, the earlier you will get those results. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in the next video. If you've got any comments about that video, let me know. Stick them in a box down below. You can also come and join the podcast. You can get this video on the podcast as well. We convert everything to audio at daniellatto.co.uk/podcast. Come and join us and we'll catch up with you on the next video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, join you on the next podcast. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.